The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning.
A little toasty this week.
Yes, it was summer times here, I guess.
Hard to believe we're already into the end of July.
Yeah, I know. I was walking in my warehouse the other day, and I was thinking, you know what? It's time to order seed for fall already. And this whole year, the dates have been creeping up on us.
Well, Tommy made some comment yesterday. He said, well, you know, we'll start sitting down and get ready for Labor Day. And that's only 6 weeks.
Yeah. You know,
where did June go? You know?
I know. It's hard to believe.
But we've slowed down a little bit, but we're still trugging along. And this week, like I said, was a toaster. It was kind of a little rough to get much production done. And next week, I think they're calling for scattered thunderstorms 5 out of 6 days, but 30% to 40%. But I guess, as I told Mr. Stone years ago when we were doing the weather together, that it's 50% to 60% it won't. So,
yeah. Well, it sounds about like summertime.
So we kind of get up in the morning and see what's going to happen first, you know? So,
about like thunderstorms last night, me and my wife went on the front porch and we watched a beautiful light show for like probably 45 minutes and it never rained in my house.
I can't believe it didn't rain in Millwood.
There near the hospital. And it rained later. You said it rained. But from 10 about, to 11 or
about
something.
About 9,
like
9:30, the storm hit. I mean, we had the lightning show and a whole nine yards, and then it slacked off a little bit, and we had a steady rain for another couple hours. Cause I woke up about 12, and it was still nice little steady drizzle. So I don't know how much we got because I hadn't been out and looked yet, but it was
Over towards 77, if you live there or going toward Leslie, looked like they got a lot. And Stephen was saying up in North Carolina, Mooresville got a lot. And just depends on where you are in that scenario.
Well, that's summertime in the South. You know, it's hit here today and hit there tomorrow.
I was playing golf Wednesday night at Waterford. It wasn't raining at all, and over at my house, it was pouring.
Should have been pouring at the golf course and not at the house, shouldn't it?
Somebody's been doing that every Wednesday night. It's kind of funny.
Well, it's nice to have your lovely wife, Teresa, here this morning to tell us what we're doing wrong. Since Rhonda couldn't make it, we got Teresa here to do it. So.
we watched a comedian the other night, and he said, thank God my wife came with me today. I knew what parking spot to get out there. We know I need supervision sometimes, so just... I know you do.
I don't need it, but I got it 24 years ago.
I think everybody in Rock Hill knows you needed a little supervision.
Yeah, she probably saved me. I was on a downward path pretty bad. Yeah, Garth was right. I had a lot of friends in low places.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess it's still friends. I just don't know where they are now.
That's funny.
Okay, so what's up in the Carolina Fresh World?
Carolina Fresh World is we're selling lots of paver and patio and wall blocks and running into a little bit of a problem finding material like we always talk about every week. But I just ordered from Keystone the other day, I ordered 160 pallets to come to my store. I can't believe I even did that because in the spring – the guy was trying to get me to order a couple of trucks, and I think I ordered 4 or 5 trucks to have some stock in there. But my stock is like depleted, and it's kind of nice because the whole thing's grown, and we're still selling the sod like usual. So it's a whole another aspect of our business.
So now the catch to that is, are you going to get 140 pallets?
Yeah, I will eventually get the 160 sometime. So
because.
Maybe I'll make them make it quicker.
Well, not just the food supply, but the supply chains on everything seem to be messed up right now. And plants, our orders that we make, we're finally getting back to and I don't know how much longer, but I called, ordered some stuff this week, and he actually had everything I needed. That's the first time in 2 years.
And you got a good supply already, so that's good. We have your own things, so that's even better.
We did our inventory and sellable plant. Every year we count every plant on the place, every July, because our year ends June 30th. And it kind of shocked me. Ready to sell, we had 30,245 plants.
Wow.
And we got another 8,000 that'll be ready by September. So
nice.
So we're in pretty good shape right now, but I'm afraid it's not going to last long. When the weather changes and things pick up about September, October, I think it's going to be another giant sucking sound.
And well, hopefully there'll be a lot of those plants in homes around Rock Hill.
Nice. They better be. If not, I got a problem, you know. And it's been kind of an interesting summer so far. We got so far behind on things because we were so busy in this winter and spring that we're trying to get caught up, and then the hot weather hit, and that kills your production a little bit, so you're a little bit slower getting it done. But
true.
You know, we ended up with a real good year, June 30th, and the most profitable year we've had in a long time, which I don't really worry about sales numbers anymore. I've gotten old, and I worry about profit. Yeah. I know that's a bad word nowadays, but that's what we're there for.
That's how business is run.
That's what we put our investment in for. So, anyway, Mr. Stone's just hit me with the music, so it's time to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Line, Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And you said you're selling some sods. I guess you're selling your Bermudas and your zoysias.
Yep. We sort of discontinued selling fescue for a while.
It's way too hot
for
fescue.
I still have people come, but it's no point in doing that. You only got to wait. Like we say, we're heading into fall. The way landscapers have to think, you got a month and a half. We'll be getting close anyway, maybe 2 months anyway. But
that's what's amazing about that. Back in the dinosaur years, we started our overseeding and fertilizing all that on fescue the middle of August. And now it's gotten so hot in September that doesn't work too well.
Time shifted.
Yeah, everybody talks about climate change. Well, it has definitely changed. Here it was between 95 and 2002. Mm-hmm. That was the 7-year drought that nobody paid any attention to until 2002. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot hotter. But last year, while we had September and October, it was the hottest 2 months of the summer. And
I don't know if it's any hotter than it used to be. It's just erratic when it comes. Like you say, when have you ever seen it get close to 100 in October?
It's definitely gotten hotter than it used to overall. But you're right. It's off the charts.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know when it's coming.
1 week back in June, we had 53 degrees on Saturday, and then turned around and had 85 degrees on Thursday or something. I mean, it's bouncing all over the place. And that's part of the problem now with the plants. It just bounces up and down. Even in the wintertime now, we get a lot of fluctuation. And I think that causes more problems than the actual cold does.
Well, that's a good advertisement for your plants. So if they're grown here, they get used to the climate here, and they tend to adapt better when they You get them in your house, take them from Steve's.
Yeah, long time ago, back in the 80s, Mr. Alan Miller, this radio station, came up with an ad for us and kept talking about climatized to the York County area. Mm-hmm. And we used that ad for 20 years, and then Google came along and told us it wasn't a word. So I don't know if it's really a word now or not, but Google says it's not.
So. Well, I used a word like that. I said bestest.
Bestest.
But I don't think that's
a word either. Yes. But.
I put it on my sign out front one time, and I had a lady call the store and tell me that it wasn't a word, so I take it down.
Hey, but the catch is she read it.
Yeah, see?
as long as she read it.
That's the whole point.
You don't care why she read it, but she read it.
She did. That's the whole point.
That meant it served its purpose.
Yeah.
What is it? Bad publicity is better than no publicity.
Yeah, I guess so. That's good.
But it's, no, we're still selling some stuff along, and the landscapers are starting to pick back up a little bit. I think they got kind of overwhelmed in the spring like we did. And,
yeah.
we're fortunately getting caught up a little bit. We're about 4 or 5 weeks now instead of 10 to 12, and the dry weather we had there for a little while, we based our time out on the number of days, and we didn't have any rain days, so that didn't kick us back very far. So now this coming week, who knows?
Yeah. But, that's tough on landscapers in April and May. It's just you work around the weather, and everything's got to be done, the fertilizing, cutting grass on another landscaper. All you do is try to make it to – Well, try to make it to the middle of June anyway.
Honestly, in March, April, and May, our landscape sales were down a little bit. But a lot of you younger guys that are starting out, they cut grass too. And we had so much rain, they were cutting grass 5 and 6 days a week. They didn't have time to put any plants in the ground. So.
Yeah, last 2 weeks of May, was rain.
It was horrible. And we would have had probably one of our best months ever in May, but the third week in May, we had the worst week we'd had in a long time on installations. But it rained every day. But that's part of the battle. We've come to get used to it after 40 years. You know, you just roll with the punches. Like I tell people, I get up in the morning and say, what's going to mess up first? Just so I can fix it. It's like a nice thing. But right now, you do need to be paying attention to watering on your plants. Now, we tell people that if you install something in September, you still got to maintain it the first two growing seasons. That's the first two summers.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as hot as it is, you should be checking them about 3 times a week. Stick your finger down in the root ball, and if it's wet, leave it alone, wait a day or two. If it's dry, go ahead and water it. Miss Teresa was asking me about vegetable plants, and you're kind of in that in-between on vegetable plants. I know Mr. McQueen keeps posting his garden on Facebook. Well, he's got to be overrun with squash right now. I know we used to grow them. We put 12, 14 plants out. And after that first little start, it kind of sputtered a little bit. Then we had enough squash to feed half of York County in the next 4 or 5 weeks. And cucumbers do the same thing. So, but if you're going to do any fall vegetables, and I've never done it, but they say you can do fall tomatoes. We usually do broccoli and cauliflower and collards. She asked me about spinach, and I don't know why you couldn't do spinach in the fall. They say usually do it about August.
Mm.
But if it's 95 degrees, you might want to wait a day or two and let it cool down a little bit. But Clemson's got a great website that tells you all about that fall planting, so that'd be where I'd recommend you go. And I know a lot of people I know, the older folks, they grow the tomatoes in the fall. They use it for chow chow and all kinds of stuff like that. They use green tomatoes for that instead of letting them get ripe. But,
I remember last year I got tomatoes in October because it was warm. My plant right now is big around this table. I mean, it's giant, and it's got loaded with green fruit, but it's going to, like you say, it's going to produce boom, boom, boom at one time.
You're going to have them all ready at once.
One Saturday I'll come in here and have tomatoes for you and Steven over there.
Well, Rhonda went to Harris Teeter on selling these. I'm going to give them a plug yesterday. and was going to get some tomatoes they had. Well, they got a corner set up for local produce.
Good.
And Cottage Hill Farms had a thing over there. And she got some of the prettiest tomatoes I've seen in years. I mean, these things were huge.
Yeah, I like the big one where you do one slice on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon I had one. Nice.
You're supposed to have one slice on a tomato sandwich.
Yeah. And me and Teresa came with me mainly so we could go to the farmer's market over by Legal Remedy on our way home. There's probably about 15, 20 little vendors out there, so get out and support them.
I didn't know it, but that's actually York County Farmer's Market.
Is it called the York County Farmer's Market?
It's the local farmer's market. It used to be up where the fountain is now.
Oh, yeah, it used to be.
And they let them have it there, so.
It's good.
The city kind of ran them out of downtown a few years ago, so. Mm-hmm. But it's, they kind of weird. When the city hit, they wanted them to start at 9 in the morning. Well, the farmer, he's pulling the corn and picking the stuff at 6:30 in the morning. He wants to be home by 9 o'clock. He don't want to be out there to heat. So they never could kind of come to terms when the best time to be open was. But it's...
Saturday's a good thing, too. I think they used to have it on a Tuesday or something, some kind of weekday. But
I don't know how
Saturday
they're doing
morning's
now,
nice. You get out there and support your local people.
I tell you what, this year's been a bang up year for produce. I mean, all that rain and cool nights, I thought we were going to be in trouble, but it seems like that's what it's looking like.
Yeah, maybe that's what
I hadn't heard anything about the peach crop this year, so I don't know how it did.
Well, I think they're loaded. I went by a field the other day, trees sagging, so it should be. Every year we always get that frost and knocks them back, and it didn't happen this year. So,
well, I'll tell you something about peach farmers. Now, they never have a good year, ever. Last 40 years, they've never had a good year.
Yeah, so. Well, that's why we haven't heard nothing about it this year.
But something always happens. Now, this year I was really worried for them because I'm not sure we had enough cold weather for the blooms to pop, the buds to pop. You got to have so many nights of cold weather, believe it or not, to scarfire the seeds.
To stress them, It's kind of like the grapes for wine.
And it was all for warm this winter. I mean, we had a few cold nights, but we got down to the low 20s, but nothing even remotely called a cold spell. So.
Yeah, we apologize to peach farmers for Steve's comments.
Hey, I love them. They know that. But
farming is tough. It's a tough life.
Well, my mom and dad lived in Hartsville, South Carolina back in the 80s when we were up here, and their next door neighbor was Campbell McLeod that owned Max Pride Peaches in Magby. And they had 5,000 acres of peach trees. We had plenty of peaches.
Something else.
Okay, Stephen's telling me it's time again, so we're going to come right back to the gardener's bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And as I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. WRHI.com. I got it that time. Get a little tongue-tied here once in a while. But anyway, we're talking about produce, and I was not trashing the peach farmers. I admire peach farmers. They can con the public every year and get by with it. I can't do that. That's a talent. But it's, I don't know, even people that are first-time gardeners this year seem to be having bumper crops, and that's a good thing. I think more people get outside and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people got gardens and stuff this year that never had one, and learning by process of elimination and what to do, what not to do. And
a couple of months ago, Rhonda showed me a post on Facebook where they were talking about the plight of the farmers with the virus and all out west and all. And the lady put on there and said, "Why are we worried about the farmers? We buy all our stuff at the grocery store." So that goes back to my theory that we've raised a generation of idiots. But anyway,
that's a whole nother show.
Well, a long time ago when I lived in Charlotte, my dad brought apples down from the mountains. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to the beach, and some little kids were walking down the sidewalk, and he gave each one of them an apple. And one of them said, "Mister, where'd you get the apples?" They said, "Well, I picked them off the trees before I left the house." They walked down the sidewalk. Well, everybody knows you get apples at the grocery store. Yeah. They don't grow on trees. But you expect that out of 5 and 6 year olds. You don't expect that out of adults. But it's, I don't know. I kind of miss it, but we got where we didn't have time to do it. So we kind of gave it up. And then the deer started eating everything inside. And, Tommy swears he's going to declare war on them this year, but I believe it when I see it.
You ain't got time for that.
Yeah, we don't. I'm getting old and just can't do it anymore. I could get Teresa to come do it for me, but,
I love deer.
Worst thing to happen to this country was a movie Bambi. I'm telling you. Yeah, they're nothing but four-legged rodents, so we need to practice genocide.
Oh, my gosh.
They do a whole lot more damage than they do good.
We're delving into Steve's brain this morning.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Steven's coming up with a title. That's good.
They have no natural enemies except the coyotes getting the little
peach
babies.
Peach farmers and deer.
And they're
Right, the car.
Yeah, we had two of our friends get hit by them this year. I mean, it's very common. I mean, especially early in the morning or just before dusk, I guess.
Actually, the last few years, the number one car accident in South Carolina has been deer.
Really?
That's what the insurance company told me.
Hmm.
And one thing to remember now, if you have an accident with a deer, the deer hit you. You didn't hit the deer.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
The insurance company will give you a fit if you hit the deer, but if the deer hits you, you're good. I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Adjust your words.
But anyway, that's what they told me. So, 'cause we had a dump truck going down Celanese. A deer landed on the windshield on Celanese, right there in the pond.
Yeah.
I'm going, okay.
Well, I mean, we're busy around here, but it's still country. I mean, it's I grew up here, and it was Celanese used to be a two-lane road all the way.
I remember when it was a two-lane road.
Hadn't been that long ago.
Well, see, I remember when Hurlong was a dirt road.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that long ago either. That was late 70s.
It was a long time.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was late 70s. It's all in your perspective, dear. But anyway, that's part of the problem that I've got with deer is they develop so much out our way now that they pushed them on us because we've taken away their habitats, what it boils down to.
Yep.
And these people mean well, but I had a lady, she kept telling me, the deer are coming up on my deck and eating my pansies. This was back in the fall, and I'm going, well, they're usually pretty bold, but I hadn't heard of them coming up on somebody's deck in town. And she said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "But I feed them up there." I said, "Well, they're just eating the pansies as dessert on the way down." If you feed them, they're going to come,
We get a lot of people come in wanting to find some deer repellent or anything. We've got some spray and stuff that works all right, but it rains and goes away. But there's actually one thing that works pretty good. I think we talked about it before, is milorganite or nitro organite. It's got the scent that a deer doesn't like, so you can put it around your plants. It actually will fertilize your plants too, and the smell will keep them away. So if you're having a problem with it and you've tried all kind of things, try a Milorganite type product.
Now, Milorganite, that's the same Milorganite years ago they used to use on golf course greens and all that.
Some of people still use it on in the summertime, put it on the greens. So.
Okay.
It's a it's like an iron treatment, really. So.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay, Mr. Stone's sending us the word, so we're going to pay the bills and take a quick break and be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench. And I don't know how we kept Teresa off there all morning. Now, that's a record.
She's been chiming in a little
She's been
bit.
Chiming in to me and you, but they can't hear her.
You've been poking her.
Not me. I would I do something like that? No chance.
Funny.
Ask my wife. She'll tell you how. So that was before we got married. She told me how perfect I was. That's right. I said, I do, and she said, you used to.
You're just a trophy husband.
She got a delayed reaction on that.
I can't believe you said it.
It's the truth.
That's funny.
I had money before I got married. I got married, and I get an allowance.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I admit it. I let it happen. Anyway, what were you going to tell us about the deer you named?
Oh, I was just going to say, we went to the mountains on our vacation a couple weeks ago, and we had a deer, a doe, and her little baby were in a little field. They kept coming up there near us, so we, what did we name? I forgot what I even named her now.
Sassy.
Sassy was her name, and Nathan was the little boy. I don't know why I came up with these names, but it was.
I don't know either.
They are fun to watch, and we're out at Waterford Golf Course. They're running around out there some, so they, it is sad that there's so much growth around here. It's kind of running them around, but they can cause problems. So, but there's, if you feed them, you need to be aware that they're going to be around. Don't act like you can feed them 1 week and then don't do it anymore, and they're just going to go away for a while. But
part of the problem is I don't think they're stupid. And in the cities, they can't do much to get rid of them. So they've realized they're pretty safe. Now, the game warden was telling me that TK is just overrun with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just horrible up there. You ride down the road and they'll be standing beside the road looking at you.
Well, ain't nowhere else to be over there. There's no more woods. There's houses everywhere over there.
Now, going to my house, it's been clear cut, and they told me the deer wouldn't be around when it was clear cut, and that was a lie. We got double what we had before.
see them now.
And they run out in front of me about 2 days a week. So. Everybody comes down the road at 45, 50 miles an hour, and I'm doing 30 because I know where they're going to come out. And I let them hit them instead of me. So anyway, it's been a real good show this week, and we'll be back next week on the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.